news and brief this hour here on Press TV. Local media in Libya report that a French warplane has crashed in the city of Sirte. The aircraft's pilot has reportedly been captured by government forces after the plane was shot down. France has denied the reports and says the NATO airstrikes in Libya will continue. In Yemen, several people have been injured after army units clashed with guards loyal to President Ali Abdullah Saleh. The unrest comes as a number of senior army commanders, ambassadors and tribal leaders abandoned Saleh's camp to join the anti-government protesters. Amnesty International has condemned Bahrain's brutal crackdown on anti-government demonstrations. The organisation says six more people have been detained over the past 2 days. Only 20 people have been killed by security forces during the past 2 weeks of anti-government protests. Israeli sources say two rockets fired from Gaza have landed in the port city of Ashdod and one further north near Tel Aviv. The rockets were launched in retaliation to recent Israeli airstrikes on the coastal strip, which killed a number of Palestinians, including four children. Thousands have marched towards the European Council building in Brussels. They were protesting the austerity measures in place in several European Union countries. The measures were introduced after a debt crisis hit Greece and Ireland. Portugal and Spain are also under threat from possible financial crisis. Reports say contamination in seawater near the Japanese Fukushima plant is much higher than normal. This is water with unsafe radiation levels for infants has been detected at purification plants outside Tokyo. More than 27,000 people have died or are presumed dead in the recent earthquake and subsequent tsunami. Syrian forces have opened fire on hundreds of protesters in the southern city of Deraa. The main hospital in the city says it has received at least 25 dead bodies, all with bullet wounds. The amateur video footage shows the youths chanting "peaceful, peaceful" before being fired on. Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman says Palestinians are willing to attempt reconciliation among themselves, but not with Israel. Lieberman made the remarks after meeting French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé, discussing the situation in the wider Middle East.